What's going on, everybody? This is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker coming at you with the 10th episode of the Apple Advisory, our favorite show. How you doing out there, Mike?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
We love doing this, man, because we're tech heads, man, in all facets of whether it be, you know, selling tech or just the tech itself, building up tech. We have from me and my co-host Mike Baker, we have backgrounds in it, and that's what we do with Apple Advisory. Like we said, with all our shows, man, we just bring some firm critique. With Apple, it always seems to be a little more critique, but also some applause for, you know, and we congratulate those who are doing the right things. We deem the right things in the IT industry, man.
I ain't gonna lie, man. When Apple doing something good, man, I don't have no problem like commending them for it.
Right. You know. We're not haters, you know. It's just that, they just got a lot of fugazery that goes on.
Yeah, over at that's a perfect word.
But we want to jump right in, man. The topics we're going to cover today are three, I say everything's interesting, right? But these stick out a lot of the things we talked about, man. The first thing it says, Apple fine for slowing down old iPhones. That's always juicy.
Yeah.
You know, shout out Smouye. Secondly, since Apple just gave millions of users the reasons to keep their iPhones. And third says, iPhone maker Foxconn tells Shenzhen staff not to return to work. And just to give you an update, before we even jump into all of this stuff, people, all of these are bad. These are highlighting negative things that are happening concerning Apple, right? So we want to jump into it, man. I said that first thing we went over, it says Apple fine for slowing down old iPhones. And when I read into the article, of course, this happened over in Europe. You know, it always seems like Europe got some type of whether it be cold or hot beef, there's some type of beef is going on.
Particularly France.
In particular, France. They found out that in 2017, Apple confirmed that they were slowing down iPhones. But catch this. So the reason why they're slowing down old iPhones is because it was to preserve or prolong the life of the devices. Now, I don't know. This sounds... I don't believe that, you know. You know, there's always to some degree, I think companies like this, they feel like they can practice guerrilla, you know, tactics in order for people to transition into doing what it is they currently, you know, they presently want them to do, and it's because they have so much pull with their end users. You know, a lot of people depend on Apple technology as a status apparatus, not necessarily as a need per se. I mean, you have the Apple Watch, who, you know, that we did articles before where they save people lives, but primarily we know the Apple devices, people buy into it so much because of the idea of being an Apple user. And they pointed out here that Apple was slowing down iPhones. Now, we know this stuff has happened before where companies do this type of stuff, man, but I just believe that at its core, you can read the article. I mean, it will have it posted, but at its core, I just feel like they're doing this because, again, they're wanting, and it kind of feeds into some of the I think it's the next article that talks about what's going on with the iPhones. But pretty much, this is happening because they want people to use the new tech because they're spending money on it, and they want to continue to charge people. For overcharge people for the devices that they make, but what's your opinion on that, Mike?
Yeah, I mean they said that that they're doing it because of hardware degradation. That's a weird word. I was about to say degradation, but degradation being that after having a phone for 2 years, you know, with all the drops and the bumps and just the wear and tear of using a phone that, you know, it heats up, it cools down, it heats up, it cools down, it gets charged and all of that. Saying that the performance of it could potentially be degraded just from the wear and tear. In particular, they were saying that it's the battery. That's the main thing, is that, you know, the rest of the computer for the most part can potentially go on for a longer period of time, the rest of the phone, if you don't know, phone is computer. The rest of the fucking thing can go on for a period of time, but that battery is the main thing that really, once that starts degrading, then your performance overall can be hindered in the first place. So they say that they slow down the machine so that it doesn't have to wear on the battery as bad, so that the battery won't get damaged, potentially explode or anything like that. I mean, it's a good theory, it's a good idea, but it definitely lends itself to the possibility of making people want to get a new iPhone right around the time that, you know, their battery just happens to start degrading and their phone just happened to get slow right around the same time that they just announced the new phone. Like, it's extra coincidental. I mean, it's like, like the exact same week. Like, I mean, the same week you come out of the phone, next thing I know, I try to download something and it crashed on my phone. I mean, I've experienced this back with like the 3G era. I just got a new Apple XS. So I'll probably see this happen in like another year or so. I mean, but like, I'm still of the belief that, yeah, this is all intent for it to be like, to get another machine, to get another phone, to keep this pushing, keeping the process going. I mean, they tend to try to hold on to the lifespan of a phone for like, maybe like, you know, 4 years before no later than 4 years before they just phase it out altogether and just be like, yeah, you can't update this phone anymore. So like the iPhone 7s and the 8s are around the time where you could probably end of life, like coming up, if not already. So now it's basically like the X and then the XS's that are really out there doing the main push right now. So you probably start seeing them slow down in a short period of time. But I mean, the main thing here is that they didn't tell anybody. And if they don't tell anybody, then it leaves us to speculation. You know, we can think of whatever we want. Like, they didn't say that, all right, we're going to have an update coming in the next couple months that's going to monitor your battery and notice that if your battery starts slowing down. Like, they could have just said all that. All right, we're going to monitor your battery. And if your battery starts breaking down, we're going to probably do some performance stuff to make sure your battery don't mess up.
Yeah, communicate that.
Like, if you just said that, then it'd be like, all right, we know that that's the situation, but you ain't say nothing. So then next thing you know, the same week that this new iPhone 10 come out, my iPhone 6 starts slowing down. I'm like, I know what this is. I know what y'all playing at. Well, I just downloaded this thing and it has just happened. I mean, like, they had one person say that, I mean, he noticed the situation happening. What he did was change out the battery. He opened up his phone, his iPhone, replaced the battery, and he got his performance back. I mean, saying, because it's supposed to just be software to check what the quality of the battery is. And if the battery is good enough, then keep it going at top performance. And if it's not, then slow it down a bit. So, I mean, he noticed it, but like, nonetheless, not telling anybody is just them, you know, making that push. Yeah, we're going to just sell this iPhone. We're going to keep pushing these iPhones.
I mean,
they just should have told people. That's the main thing.
So it comes down to this. That's what makes it so suspect. It's almost like if you were to run it down, like overall, if you play it out, it would be, you know, some people were starting to complain, like, oh my goodness, man, it seemed like it was working fine last week and now I've just been having problems. And you get a bunch, like a million people saying this and then they're trying to figure it out. And then, because of that, Apple's hand was forced, and they come out like, sorry, we didn't see it earlier, but we slowed down your phone.
Yeah, because it leads you to believe that they're just all in that room, man, just laughing like, we got a new business model. You know what I mean? Every 2 years, we're gonna sell you a new fucking iPhone because we're gonna make your old one a piece of shit. You know what I mean, like that's what we think in there. Like, oh, we got another $1 trillion idea. And if y'all say something, then we be like, all right, we understand now, but y'all ain't say nothing. So that's what y'all get, $26 million loss. I mean, which is nothing to Apple, which, you know, Apple, $1 trillion company. But I want to see the rest, because this is only in France. So like, are the rest of is the rest of the world going to do the same thing? Or is it just now they penalized in France, now they got to write this stuff in and then they'll be all right? Because, you know, America still, you know, we got our lawsuit that we got pending. Don't we have something that we can say on there? We can get a couple $1 billion out of Apple. I feel like we deserve it anyway.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that, you know, this stuff is just it's actually pretty classic, you know, and I think the reason why stuff like this still happens is just because, you know, like you said, that $26 million is a drop in the bucket, you know. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, it's people are already so indoctrinated with Apple, with the Apple lifestyle, that I think, like, if we didn't bring this information, like, no one would know about it like that. Like, I'm pretty sure one of the homies I talked to, you know, tomorrow or the following day won't know that this has happened. And that's the reason why they do stuff like this, is because they know that, you know, even if they do get found out, you know,
it's swept not
like
under the rug
or anything like that. Yeah, it's happened with other companies. I think it's just more so the reason why we rag on, you know, Apple about it, is because very seldom do we come across Apple doing anything to compensate for the silliness that goes on in the company. You know, like, okay, yet another article, yet another thing comes across where Apple was like, you know,
established, I mean,
you know, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, they definitely clean up. They do clean up well. We seen that. They do clean up. Whenever they got a problem, they clean up.
Yeah, so
I mean, they'll hide whatever issue going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's that, man. I mean, we can beat that dead horse. It's Apple doing more craziness. But let's jump into this next one, man. It says Apple just gave millions of users a reason to keep their iPhones. Now, first when I started reading this, it was a little bit shaky because I was trying to figure out the direction of where the writer was going with this. And then as well, as far as it says, that, again, Apple just gave millions of reason to keep their iPhones. I mean, I figured what we were just talking about in the previous article, how they clean up is the reason to give users. But in this article in particular, jumping a little bit ahead, basically what happened is some code was left out and it was leaked to those who would know that Apple had plans on using, allowing you to use your device as a car key. And I would say that I'm feeling a little bit, I don't really know how to feel about that, just because, you know, things like that, you know, it seems like technology is becoming polarizing, where, you know, like we talked about in the previous art, in the previous show, that, you know, with Facebook and their, you know, their Twitter getting hacked, you're always in a situation where it seems like, as an end user, things seem so secure, but then it almost seems like it's wide open to the right people. It's very enigmatic.
Mm-hmm.
So by we coming across information that, like, they're planning on, you know, offering a service called Car Key, where you're able to use your iPhone as like an actual car key, as you know, the key for your car. It makes me think, you know, it's a good idea, and it's very, you know, it's futuristic. this is how technology, you know, this is the progression of technology. I mean, if it's not already, you know, released, this type of technology released to a subset of people somewhere in the world, is something that's definitely being planned out. I just don't really think that at this point in time. I don't know. I mean, what do you think about that, Mike? Do you think that this is a good idea, and do you really think this is something that would give users a reason to keep their iPhones? Because I guess it came from a perspective of people were starting to, you know, it's kind of starting to lose traction, which I don't know.
Yeah, what you think? I mean, Apple's not, they not losing any traction, if anything, but like, I don't say this is a reason to keep your iPhone, because there's no cars that are using car key. So unless you want me to keep my iPhone for the next 10 years, then, I mean, it's not going to be useful for anything right now. I mean, it's just like, for one, they should, it's one of those things where it's like, because they dug and found it, it's news, but technically it was sitting in the dark for a reason. Like, they wanted to hide it because they didn't want it to be out there like that, because it's early. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that they can really do with it right now, but somebody went digging for it. So now it's an idea to say that they're doing it now. They're about to do it. They're about to do it in the next couple of weeks. Keep your iPhone 10. Nah, they ain't about to do this. You got to get a phone. You got to get a car that's able to do this in the first place. I mean, and then it has to be, you know, actual thing. So even if they say like car key is coming, if they announce it, because they haven't announced it yet, it was just a thing that they found. Once they announce it, Then they got to say the cars that will be actually using it. Then the cars actually got to come out. Then you got to actually get the damn car. You know what I mean? So, like it's a couple things. It's a couple steps. So, like, even if this is, like, the news, it's cool. I feel like it's already an idea that, you know, they are that, you know, both, because Android is probably plotting on the same thing. I'm sure that they've been plotting and planning on being able to use a car as a phone as a key for a long time in all types of ways, just to get into your house, just to get into your car. I mean, the big test has been so far being able to use it for payment systems. And they're talking about just using NFC. So, you know, the same payment system that you swipe to pay, you use your phone to pay, would be the same system that you effectively use to get into your car. And that idea wouldn't be bad. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to probably add it to, like, the Apple Watch or something where you just, you know, throw your wrist.
Watch or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sway your wrist across the thing. Yeah, I mean, but, like, you got to have that car. Right now, I got, like, a 2007 Malibu. They ain't getting that. they ain't getting nothing on it. And even my next car probably ain't. I'll be lucky if my next car got, like, Android Play or something in there. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really pressed for this. It's cool to see. I feel like maybe 5 or 6 phones may come out before this even may even be a thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Before it's even a thing, let alone the thing that I'm going to get. I mean, that's just, like, 6 more years at minimum type thing.
No,
I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, taking it from a different angle, man. I'm looking at this. I think that at its core, like, what's really happening is this is maybe a marketing ploy. Because what people forget is that controversy drives conversation. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that, you know, look at the whole, you know, all of your fake reality TV shows, right? Because everything is so controversial, it's like it's something that grabs certain people, you know, primarily, you know, women. I don't know too many guys that watch reality TV. I don't judge you if you do, but
yeah, I mean, most of my reality TV been cops. I mean, like, those about really,
right? You know what I'm saying? What is all those murder mysteries? Even there's like, you know, but yeah, but I see that I feel like, you know, because they are releasing something like this, it gives, you know, because it seems controversial, it puts the idea out within the ecosystem where people will look at this and see what they can actually develop towards, you know, what Apple has mistakenly released, or, you know, maybe gives people an opportunity to invest in. Gives Apple the opportunity for people to invest in this idea, right? It's, like, it's almost like they've done this to try to, like, you know, stir the pot a little bit to see what could happen if someone comes across information like
that. That's definitely Apple. That's a definite Apple move. Mm. Like, say, oh, let's give some information to a journalist and make them act like they found it, and, you know, release it via the media versus release it ourselves, and then we'll make a big announcement about it. That way we can get the stock market going a little bit, and then we make our announcement, and then it go through the roof. I mean, so, like, I can see that happening where, you know, they push that information out to somebody and let them run with it. That's the Apple way.
So I remember when who's digging,
iPhone 4 came out.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I think, like, who's digging, you know, cause, you know, people do things, right? But I'm like, somebody was digging and came up with this, and it's like they just had it sitting there. I know that they have, you know, these companies, especially being as big as they are, they have a lot of initiatives, right? They have a lot of things, ideas they come across, and then they, like, endorse it, and they may, you know, some may make it through, a lot of them may flop. But with this, I feel that it's too perfectly placed. Like, we're in a space where, you know, we got the new, you know, Tesla Cybertrucks coming. You know, there's a lot of developments within the automotive industry that is innovative and really going to be, I guess, groundbreaking for that industry coming up within this decade because of where technology is. So I'm like, it just seems just like extra convenient that they would, oh yeah, by the way, we had this secret initiative developed where we were going to use, you know, your NFC, you know, to as a car key, but, you know, it wasn't supposed to be released to the public. Like, people want to have that early access, or, like, that access to something that people don't you want to feel like you're a part of a group that no one else or very few can be a part of. But the whole time they're just trying to, you know, it sounds like they could just be doing this to gain traction for something that probably did flop, but, you know, they position it in a way where, you know, it gets a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas going of what could come of this. And then because they released it, you know, being a real conspiracy theorist here, but then they released it and then it's like, okay, because we were developing it first, we kind of are leading the front on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to come out in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So we'll find out more because I guess the official update didn't even come out yet. So somebody just caught early access to the update. And they read through the code, which is kind of weird of them reading through the code because I thought it was supposed to be like encrypted or like closed sourced or whatever. So I don't know how they just reading through it, but supposedly it's supposed to be out in the next couple of weeks. So we should hear something. We probably just keep hearing more news until they talk about the new iPhone that they come out with.
They need to be talking about some of these movies that ain't been able to come out that. Supposed to hit the market.
Yeah. the bank is supposed to still come out in March, man. It just won't be coming out on Apple TV. I'm still waiting for it though.
Right. But we can jump to the last article, man. This article here, and I think this is actually more it's more juicy than the previous one. It says iPhone maker Foxconn tells Shenzhen staff. I think I'm saying that word right. Staff to not return to work. Now, just what's going on? Everybody, it's been all over the news. Some people have even contracted it. There's a meme that came out saying that Eminem had contracted. They kind of did the whole flip on the lose yourself. We probably posted a meme. I don't know. It's funny, but you know what I'm talking about, Mike?
No, I ain't seen that.
So it was a meme that came out. So this thing, I'm like all over the place. Whatever. Foxconn. So in Shenzhen, you know that the coronavirus is like a thing now.
Yeah.
And the meme I'm talking about is they said that Eminem actually is reportedly contracted the coronavirus, and he's like, there's been reports that he is like he threw up his mom's spaghetti.
Oh yeah, I see that. He threw his mom's spaghetti already.
Yeah, like it's funny, man. But But what they're saying here is that in the article is that because that's been a thing, Foxconn had told its people, it's a primary manufacturer of the iPhones in Shenzhen, not to return to work until they up the production on the medical face mask because of what's going on over there. It always seems like there's some type of virus that originates from China. I don't know where it is what it is, but. I think that, it sounds like, again, we got the swine flu. What was some other ones that came out? Like, this is another thing that's happened where, I don't know how many people have died from it, but as far as how this has affected Apple, as far as iPhones, I don't think the company's going to shut down, but it's big enough to make news where, because now you think that if they didn't shut it down or before then, because there's a lot of was it one of their main manufacturing partners, how it could drive the conversation to say how many iPhones was made where they could carry the virus or they was handled with someone that had the virus. So I don't know, it's cause for concern, but
it's mostly because of the workers itself, man, because those shops are tight. It's just close quarters. You bump the shoulders, and if you bump your shoulders in that type of space, man, everybody gonna get it. And that's basically what it is. To prevent it from really spreading, they just like, all right, just wait it out, man. We'll make it up in whatever time. Do whatever the robots can do and keep the robots doing the robot stuff, but let the people chill out for a minute. And really, this might be problematic because I'm just thinking about the robots in general. Like, this might be an incentive for them to start pushing robots more. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
If they always are losing employee staff or losing staff for a couple of weeks because of, outbreaks and whatnot, China and Japan, Japan probably more than China, but those are definitely the countries that would invest in robotic technology to do manufacturing. in a heartbeat, and to potentially keep the money going, to keep the chain moving, to keep the joint progressing. Like, I could see them investing and saying, you know what, I guess we won't need people to handle this stuff anymore because of the corona outbreak. So yeah, we want to use these robots instead, and we just going to lay these people off. I mean, that's just what it is. It is what it is. And
that's, you know, reality.
A company like Apple would do that. And I mean, if it meant, you know, saving the bottom line, as long as it didn't, as long as it meant not necessarily hurting them. Yeah. I mean, like, is this, they would do it. I mean, if, you know, if they lose their economic value, it's whatever, but if they keep making money, then it's what it is. It is what it is.
Like, that's what it comes down to. And you see it, like, this is it pushes the reason as to why, you know, why robots, you know, the future when it comes to, like, manual labor and stuff like that is robotic. Because robots don't get sick, they don't lose fingers, or even so, like, you can get someone or even a robot to come and replace it, right? You know, you got, we see where the movies have gone, where it's robots fixing robots, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a cause for concern for the people as far as the industries go, as far as the companies. It just gives them more of a say, whether, you know, they need to get the politics right, where they get to replacing some folks. But, you know it's coming, that a lot of the manual labor that is now required to sustain the production of a lot of things in these companies is going to be replaced now. So they're planning, they're using this to solidify their position of making manual labor primarily robotic.
What happens with, like, if China just starts pushing against American companies, the more and more that they push against American companies, like, it's eventually some form of manufacturing is going to really have to come back to America.
Correct.
Because right now, I mean, I know China has been pushing this whole China First initiative, just like we push America First, and we've been taking money out of China's pockets because of that. So China has definitely been pushing a China First initiative, these hardware and software companies, and deciding that they're gonna go and make, like, Chinese phones in comparison to trying to make Apple phones or making Android phones. I mean, Foxconn just be like, you know what, we're gonna only work with Huawei and we're not gonna work with Apple anymore. Like, Apple's gonna have to look for somewhere else to do business with. And I mean, they already looking to do stuff in, like, Taiwan and India and other places, but I mean, somebody's gotta fight against that ideology of just sending all your jobs across the country, man. Across the water.
And it's dangerous because you think about it, man, like, China is able, in fact, they, you know, they have, I guess, with, to some degree, with Huawei, but they're able to have their own subset of just tech, like a technology. They can really drive a divide between technology industries. Like, you know, primarily we have, you know, of course, the whole Microsoft, and you think about the tech titans, Microsoft, Apple, also that Amazon kind of getting in there, you know, and it's like China has enough mass to be able to have their own, like, subset of tech, like their technology industry in itself. You know, they were like, how many people live in
they got China? 1 billion, I believe. Yeah. They got more than the U.S., U.S., Canada, and Mexico combined.
All combined. So it's like, why do they really need them? Their government, of course, has always proven to be a lot more, I think the word is totalitarian, kind of like just dictatorship driven. So
it would be communists where they have their people on top that are the ones that determine how the rest of society is going to go, and everybody in the rest of society is basically going to share.
Yeah, so I mean, it's one of those things where you're seeing this, and it just seems like something. So this article we're going over seems like something so much more minute than, I guess, what we're talking about. But then at the same time, it's like a seed that when you start to see it grow over time, and it's like, you know, all the things we're talking about as far as China just completely pulling, like, withdrawing from technology, you know, relations with, like, anybody else in the world. Like, you see that stuff happening. So, and then it gives low to, you know.
Other places like China, like Europe and Africa. I mean, you see that whole Silk Road thing is the thing. Like, they've been plotting on, you know, partnering up with all the countries that are close to them, and the ones that are across the water, they don't want to deal with them.
The West.
Yeah, right?
The world. Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's something to see what's going to happen. I think, you know, I hope everybody over there in China that's working in those shops, you know, they doing something to, you know, hope the best for them, you know, hope everybody ain't getting. I don't really believe that this coronavirus thing is that big of a deal. It's like any other virus that comes out, you know. Once I start seeing people become zombies or something like that, then I'll just cause for concern. But as of right now, it's like, okay, yeah, it's another, you know, same thing. Something is happening, and they need to shut it down. And the two is what you see is that's going. One of my friends is actually in aesthetics. Told me that just because of that, you start to see things happen on this side that's like crazy. Like now that the coronavirus has happened, a lot of the things she uses to, like, the product she gets in and stuff like that has gone up like $2 or $3 for shipping because of where she gets it from. So it's small to in the scope of like her little business and what she's doing, like that's small in comparison, of course. It's like it's an iota of iota compared to the rest of the like the world. But it just goes to show that if stuff like that for her is starting to go up, like what you think these other companies, you know, are going through when it comes to their importation, exportation of goods and stuff like that. And that's, I think it's hit Apple. So, but yeah, man.
But, I keep it.
Yeah. Well, other than, I mean, that's pretty much what we got today, man. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk to about, mate?
No, not for this one. Well, we're going to try to bring you a more positive Apple news as positive Apple news comes about. Yeah. I feel like the, there should be like an Apple keynote sometime coming soon, maybe in March or something like that. So might have some positive news later on. I have a new phone or something.
Yeah, man. But that's all we got today as far as Apple Advisory, man. Like we said before, man, like, comment, subscribe on all our social medias. Follow us on primary podcast platforms, man. You can just Google Apple Advisory and your, you know, your favorite podcast platform, and we should show up there. So, you know, stay tuned. We have a lot of good content, different type of content coming your way. We're going to be jumping into doing some interviews. So I think what we plan on doing is probably getting some people who are driven by the, you know, their interest in these industries as far as Apple and stuff like that, doing interviews on the show. So I want you all to stay tuned. But that's pretty much all we got for today, man. This is Mike Bennett and Mike Baker bringing you to Apple Advisory, signing out. Peace.
It is.